Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is October 12, 2014, and today is the birthday of composer Ralph Vaughan Williams, born this day in 1872 in a Cotswold village of Down Ampany. We'll hear about Ralph Vaughan Williams, and we'll hear some of the music he created. Well, once he was quoted as saying, "In the next world, I shall not be doing music with all the strivings and disappointments. I shall be being it." Let's enjoy one of the selections he composed. This is the Old 100th Psalm tune, which he composed in 1853. It was performed at the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II on June 2, 1953. Dr. John Neer, former professor and organist at Principia College in Nelsa, Illinois, recorded this on the album The Boston Years, 1970 to 1985. It was at the First Church of Christ Scientist on the Aeolian Skinner organ, which was rebuilt by Lawrence I. Phelps Organ Builders. This organ contains four manuals and over 13,000 pipes. Dr. John Neer on the organ, composed by Ralph Vaughan Williams, the Old 100th Psalm tune.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ, where we're celebrating the birthday of English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. The Ralph Vaughan Williams Society website at www.rvwsociety.com offers this biography. Ralph Vaughan Williams was born the 12th of October, 1872, in the Cotswold village of Down Ampney. He was educated at Charterhouse School, then Trinity College, Cambridge. Later, he was a pupil of Stanford and Perry at the Royal College of Music, after which he studied with Max Bruch in Berlin and Maurice Ravel in Paris. At the turn of the century, he was among the very first to travel to the countryside to collect folk songs and carols from singers, notating them for future generations to enjoy. As musical editor of the English Hymnal, he composed several hymns that are now worldwide favorites, such as For All the Saints and Come Down, O Love Divine. Later, he also helped to edit the Oxford Book of Carols with similar success. Before the war, he had met and then sustained a long and deep friendship with composer Gustav Holst. Vaughan Williams volunteered to serve in the Field Ambulance Service in Flanders for the 1914-1918 war, during which he was very deeply affected by the carnage and loss of close friends such as composer George Butterworth. For many years, Vaughan Williams conducted and led the Leith Hill Music Festival, conducting Bach's St. Matthew's Passion on a regular basis. He also became professor of composition at the Royal College of Music in London. In his lifetime, Vaughan Williams declined all honors, with the exception of the Order of Merit, which was conferred upon him in 1938. He died August 26, 1958. His ashes were interred in Westminster Abbey near Purcell. In long and productive life, music flowed from his creative pen in profusion. Hardly a musical genre was untouched or failed to be enriched by his work, which included 9 symphonies, 5 operas, film music, ballet and stage music, several song cycles, church music, and works for chorus and orchestra. Now, what we're going to hear next was performed at the Anglican Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in Llandaff, Wales, on the 4-manual organ, which was built in 1898 by Hill, Norman, and Beard. The organist is Robert Henry Joyce, who was organist and master of choristers at Llandaff Cathedral from 1958 to 1973, when he retired to concentrate on lecturing and teaching on the Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff. Here he is performing Ralph Vaughan Williams' 3 Preludes on Welsh Hymn Tunes, Parts 1, 2, and 3. These can be found on the album Elgar, Organ Sonata No. 1 in G. Thank you.
You are listening to At the Organ.
Today we're celebrating the birthday of English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. The Ralph Vaughan Williams Society website has a good number of events scheduled for performances of Vaughan Williams' music. One that features the organ will be on November 22nd at St. Lawrence Church in Ludlow, where the featured piece will be the Vaughan Williams Dono Nobis Pacem, features the Shrewsbury Cantata Choir, the Ludlow Orchestra on the direction of Thomas Paine, and organist Roger Judd. Visit the website www.rvwsociety.com for more information. English organist Paul Durrett transcribed and recorded this Ralph Vaughan Williams piece, the Prelude and Fugue in C minor, originally written for orchestra. It was recorded on the Hill Organ at Eton College Chapel. The prelude was composed September of 1921 and revised July 1923. The fugue was composed August 1921 and was revised July 1923 and again March 1930. This is the Prelude and Fugue in C minor.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ, a production of the Oregon Media Foundation. Visit our website, attheorgan.com, to listen to this episode and past episodes. You can post comments and feedback on the show, and there are links to the various music, artists, locations, and events as mentioned on At the Organ. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week.
At the Organ is a production of the Oregon Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.